day 6,000. It's time for Roger Wilson to go to church. I quickly dress myself in his Sunday best, which either he or his mother conveniently left out the night before. Then I go downstairs and have breakfast with his mother and his three sisters. There's no father in sight. It doesn't take much accessing to know he left just after the youngest daughter was born, and it's been a struggle for their mom ever since. There's only one computer in the house, and I have to wait until Roger's mother is getting the girls ready to go before I can quickly boot it up and create the email address I gave Rhiannon last night. I can only hope that she hasn't tried to get in touch with me already. Roger's name is being called. It's church time. I sign off, clear the history, and join my sisters in the car. It takes me a few minutes to get their name straight. Pam is 11, Lacey is 10, and Jenny is 8. Only Jenny seems excited about going to church. When we get there, the girls head off to Sunday school while I join Roger's mother in the main congregation. I prepare myself for a Baptist service and try to remember what makes it different from the other church services I've been to. I have been to many religious services over the years. Each one I go to only reinforces my general impression that religions have much, much more in common than they'd like to admit. The beliefs are almost always the same. It's just that the histories are different. Everybody wants to believe in a higher power. Everybody wants to belong to something bigger than themselves, and everybody wants company in doing that. They want there to be a force of good on earth, and they want an incentive to be a part of that force. They want to be able to prove their belief and their belonging through rituals and devotion. They want to touch the enormity. It's only in the finer points that it gets complicated and contentious. The inability to realize that no matter what our religion or gender or race or geographic background, we all have about 98% in common with each other. Yes, the differences between male and female are biological, but if you look at the biology as a matter of percentage, there aren't a whole lot of things that are different. Race is different purely as a social construction, not as an inherent difference. And religion, whether you believe in God or Yahweh or Allah or something else, odds are that at heart, you want the same things. For whatever reason, we like to focus on the 2% that's different, and most of the conflict in the world comes from that. The only way I can navigate through my life is because of the 98% that every life has in common. I think of this as I go through the rituals of a Sunday morning at church. I keep looking at Roger's mother, who is so tired, so taxed. I feel as much belief in her as I do in God. I find faith in human perseverance, even as the universe throws challenge after challenge our way. This might be one of the things I saw in Rhiannon, too, her desire to persevere. After church, we head to Roger's grandmother's house for Sunday dinner. There's no computer, and even if it weren't a 3-hour drive away, there wouldn't be any way for me to get to Rhiannon. So I take it as a day of rest. I play games with my sisters and make a ring of hands with the rest of my family when it's time to say grace. The only discord comes when we're driving home and a fight breaks out in the back seat. As sisters, they probably have closer to 99% in common, but they're not about to recognize that. They'd rather fight over what kind of pet they're going to get. Even though I'm not sensing any indication from their mother that a pet is in their near future, it's an argument for its own sake. When we get home, I bide my time before asking if I can use the computer. It's in a very public place, and I will need everyone to be in another room in order to check my email. While the three girls run around, I retire to Roger's room and do his weekend homework the best that I can. I am banking on the fact that Roger has a later bedtime than his sisters, and in this, I am correct. After Sunday supper, the girls get an hour of television in the same room as the computer. Then Roger's mother tells them it's time to get ready for bed. There's much protest, but it falls on deaf ears. This is its own kind of ritual, And mom always wins.